now, Father, song has been sung, Lord, that let your will be done, Lord. Father, that's our deepest desire, Lord, above all things, is that your will be done in our lives. Lord, please bless, Lord, even now the word which we read. Bless it, Lord, for your glory and for your honor. Father, even, Lord, we commit all that we'll say, all that we'll do, we'll commit it to you. Father, we pray also, Lord, for those that are still on the way. Please be merciful unto them. Grant them grace. Grant them mercy. Give them safe travel. Some cannot attend, Lord, and they may be connected up online. Father, please give them a special blessing upon this day. We commit all things to you now in the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we ask it. Amen and amen. Amen. God bless you, saints. Just for a scripture reading, if the brother can get us there, Mark chapter 10. We'll read Mark chapter 10 and verse 17. So it says, and when he was gone forth into the way, there came one running and kneeled to him and asked him, good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? And Jesus said unto him, why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. Thou knowest the commandments. Do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness. Defraud not. Honor thy father and mother. And he answered and said unto him, Master, all these have I observed from my youth. Then Jesus, beholding him, loved him, and said unto him, one thing thou lackest, go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast, and give to the poor. And thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come, take up the cross, and follow me. 22 is the last one. And he was sad at that saying, and he went away grieved, for he had great possessions. You may be seated there, saints. I didn't give the brother, I would also like to just read from the spoken word, Lamb and Dove, 1960. So I'll read paragraph 73. It says, and many churches today will lend their strength to the Lord. Oh, sure, we'll build an organization that will put a million in and do this and that and the other. But they're never willing to surrender your heart for divine leadership of the Holy Spirit to lead us to the fountains of waters of life. We're never willing to do that. 74. Seems like it's the hardest thing for people to get in their head that the Holy Spirit leads. Sons and daughters of God are led by the Spirit of God, not bishops, not cardinals, and so forth, by the Spirit of God. That was God's idea. If you're a lamb, you're led by the Spirit of God. So just as a title, as it were, is divine leadership. How the prophet said that many churches today, they're not willing to be led by the Spirit of God or by God's divine leadership. It's I never get used to being here. I wish Brother Eli was up here, you know. It's for the whole week, I thought Brother Eli was still continuing with his subject until he dropped the bomb for us on Friday, I think it was. I still had hope up till Saturday. Because I thought Brother Maxwell or Brother Wilmer would step up, but look, may the Lord have mercy upon us. But just maybe as a subject, divine leadership. So leadership in its basic meaning, I'll read here one. There's many different expressions of it, but I'll read here one that just says, leadership is the ability to guide, influence, and support people toward a shared goal or purpose. That's generally what leadership is. And you can take that on a natural sense, you know, whether it be in the workplace, whether whatever it is like that. But we're looking at divine leadership. And its aims or its achievements of divine leadership is still the same. It still wants to achieve the same purpose. Like if we looked at the, we've just read there Mark 10:17, and we see now this rich young ruler here is so common, we can use him so many times. But we've seen that there was a few things there. So him, in another message, in the message leadership, the prophet speaks about how from birth we led. You know, it's our mother leads the child when it's still infant dependent, and then you go on to the father then takes over. It can go on to a teacher, but the end way it should, everything is pointing to the leadership of Jesus Christ, the Holy Ghost leadership. That's where the Lord desires for us to get to, because that's the beginning and the end. That's the Alpha and the Omega. All the other leaderships, if it's correct, it's leading to this fundamental leadership. Because we know we come from God, and the Lord wants us to go back to God. So without leadership, you can't do it. In another message, Jesus speaks of, the prophet speaks of a guide. We need a guide. You know, we need a guide. There's this world that we walking in, is you need a guide, especially if we to be led to that which is spiritual, the leadership of Jesus Christ. Because you, like the word said there, we walk not by sight, but sons and daughters of God are led by the Spirit of God. But just looking at this rich young ruler for a few minutes. So the rich young ruler, we can see that in his interaction with Jesus, the Lord asked him to say, you know, he asked for, he knew in himself that he didn't have eternal life. So he knew he had something, but he didn't have eternal life. And that's, otherwise he wouldn't have come forth to Jesus. But that's one way of looking at it. But another possibility, if we just to, for purposes of making a thought, this young ruler, we can see that he was arrogant in his approach, because he did the right thing outwardly. He fell down at Jesus' feet. That was the right thing to do, you know. But as the interaction went on, you can see that what was in his heart was not what was manifesting with his outward expression. Because it would appear as though he, when he came to Jesus, he was of the expectation that Jesus was going to give him the confirmation that he needs. That yes, you are a good young man. You give to the poor. You obey your parents. You don't sin. You don't lie. That's what he wanted Jesus to confirm back to him. And we see that because when Jesus discerned that, yes, this boy, you could see that he was brought up, the prophet says that he was brought up from a good family. His family was good because Jesus loved him, is what the word says, that Jesus loved him. Upon seeing him, upon contacting his spirit, he had a sweet spirit. He had the spirit of a Christian. But his later interaction, when it came to the pinch point, if we can put it that way, that sell all that you have and give to the poor. Jesus didn't leave it there. Amen. He said, you come follow me. Yeah. Pick up your cross and live and walk daily picking up your cross. Last week and the previous weeks, Brother Eli was speaking about worshiping an image. Mm. Yeah. So we can see from the interaction with this rich young ruler that even though he went to the synagogue, he did all the outward things according to the word. Yeah? But he had an idol which was before him. One of the issues was he had pride. So he loved that when he would go past the beggars and throw a few crumbs. Because of what he had, it wasn't much. But he got the pat on the back from the people round and about, because we know that everywhere Jesus went, there was a crowd around him. So even here in this interaction, if you allow it for the purpose of trying to make a point, there were people around. And he was bold enough to give that expression, to fall down at Jesus' feet. Everyone was watching him. Everyone knew this rich young ruler, that this man, surely Jesus is going to confirm what we've always knew. If there's an example of a good young man, it's this young man. If there's an example of a son that any parent would want, it's this young man that we are seeing here. Look at even his approach. He's throwing himself at the feet of Jesus. And he even called Jesus master. This rich young ruler, he was a master himself. He was rich. No doubt he had servants. He had people that looked up to him. So in his own right, he was a leader. And it seemed in his approach that he had approached the right way. Because if we look at three things, it was the right season for him. Because Jesus was there. Every time Jesus comes, something good happens. Amen. He had heard that word. He had heard of the miracles. He had heard that this, the way that this man preaches, it's no one preaches like this man. His ministration of the word, Jesus' ministration of the word, had authority. You see? And so he came to the right, it was the right season.
Hallelujah.
And he came to the right place where the word was being ministered. And he approached the right person, the person of Jesus
Hallelujah.
Christ. So all that was lined up. This all was lined up to the North Star. Amen. And we know that God is not a respecter of persons. Amen. There's no way that you'd approach Jesus Christ the right way and he'd turn you away. Amen. And he knew it. But what he lacked, like in the quote that we read there, the lamb and the dove, his nature was not converted, nor was it willing to be converted. He idolized too much the position which he had. He idolized it too much. That's why Jesus, being God in flesh himself, was able to discern and went to the root cause and say, give it up. You know, give it up. Sell all that you have. And you see, like in the quote that we read there, the prophet says that many times we love to hear the word and to place it. You know, it's. I've done it many times before. I wouldn't say anyone else has. I'll speak for myself. That the word is coming down. Yeah? I prayed, you pray at home, and you say, Lord, speak to me this day. And the word is being ministered. And how easy it is to sit self-righteously and say, this word is for Brother George.
Glory.
This one is for Jesse. You know? But that's not the way which the Lord works. That's not how he leads us in his divine leadership. He doesn't lead us that way. You know, many times we can see, if you can put for us Luke chapter 2 and verse 11, I think it is. Many times we see these manifestations time and time again. That's why we love to use the rich young ruler, because there's so much we can glean from the rich young ruler. But Luke 2 verse 11, it says, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. So, thank you, brother. A Savior, which is Christ the Lord. This rich young ruler, he only wanted a Savior. And many times that's what happens. We only want a Savior. because no one wants to go to a hot hell. But also they don't want to climb to a high heaven. You just want a savior. But Jesus is calling us to more than that. He wants to be not only our savior, but our Lord. He must be your Lord and Savior. That's why Paul Paul could say that I'm a prisoner of Jesus Christ. Paul's will, he forsook everything. Paul, he didn't even own outward attachments. Paul, you could see that he could say, Paul said it, follow me as I follow Christ.
Yes, sir.
Paul had that assurance because he knew who he had believed in. He knew who he was following. And if you see with Jesus Christ himself, yeah, that Jesus in the flesh, he did what the Father showed him, regardless of emotion, regardless of outward pressure. We've seen it with Lazarus and so forth. They came to Jesus, Lazarus is sick, and the Lord told him to go in the opposite direction, another day's journey. And he did that. And we do well to learn from that, that the Lord is calling us, because Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ.
Amen.
Paul was a prisoner to the will of Jesus Christ, to the will, not to the anything else, to his will. And to be a prisoner to the will of Jesus Christ, for the Lord to be able to lead us in divine leadership, you have to surrender your will.
Amen.
Because that's the thing many times that hinders us from receiving the blessing, from the Lord fulfilling whatever potential is within us. We've seen it with the rich young ruler. The rich young ruler, the prophet says that he could have been another Paul. But that could not manifest because he wasn't willing to surrender his will. He held his will to himself. And the sad thing about it is, we know that when he went on from that, it's not that his life turned and became a disaster. It didn't. He actually had to build more barns to store his goods. So much that he got to a place where he was satisfied. That I don't know what they were saying or what their master said that time. I know who I have believed in. God is even blessing me. You see, the prophet goes on to tell us that outward blessings is not always a sign that God is with you. It's not always a sign. You see, the only sign that God is with you is by the fruits which you bear. That's the only thing. That's why we today, Paul, who could have, he was in the same position as the rich young ruler. We still following his teachings to this day because he submitted his will. Was he the only one? Joseph was the same. Joseph was a prisoner to the will of God. Joseph also literally had to go into a prison. That was the path that he had to go. He allowed for God to deal with his nature, with his character, to bring him to a place of authority. That what Joseph said was the word of the Pharaoh. He was brought up to the highest position possible in Egypt. But it all came about because he was willing to submit and surrender his will to the will of God. And the Lord, he can't lead us if we hold on to anything, that to our self-will. We see it because Jesus Christ himself, I think it's John 1:32, where the Spirit of God descended onto him like a dove. And we know because when we read Ezekiel, the word speaks about the natures. That God said, I'll give you a new heart. I'll give you a new spirit.
Amen.
But that's not the end. This rich young ruler had a new heart and a new spirit. It wasn't good enough. He needed God's spirit to come in him. to complete that, to reach perfection. So many times that's the shortfall that's there, is that saints are not, I thank God that I'm looking at brothers and sisters today who they have no part of their world that they are holding on to. I know it. It just needs be that we should go past Samaria and speak these things, you know. But I think just looking at time, we'll leave it there. If we are given more time next time, we might go on and look at it a bit more, because there's divine leadership, but also we know that there's human leadership. Like we spoke of, our parents will lead the children at first, but even in the house of God, we have pastors, we have deacons, we have so forth like that. And the word tells us that we must submit one to another. So any of us, it doesn't matter what position we have. You know, one day we will be parents. Yeah? It's a position of leadership. But the leadership that ensures that our work, whether it be raising a child, whatever it is divine leadership. If our relationship with the Lord is right, every other relationship is secure. Because it's the only way. He's the one that can guide us. He's the one that can lead us in the way that we should go. We leave it there for today. Thank you for your attention. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, once again, Lord, we just thank you for your mercies, your grace, Lord. We thank you for the opportunity, Lord, to hear your word, to speak your word. Father, we pray, Lord, for grace and mercies now as we go into the next part of the service, Lord. Father, with anticipation in our hearts, looking forward, Lord, to the preaching of the word. Father, we're praying that even as we enter into song worship, may you please, Lord, take, Father, the song leader, the musicians, Father, Lord, and let them submit and, Lord, surrender their will unto thee so that you can use them, Lord, for your honor, for your glory, to minister, Lord God, your children into a better place. Father, to minister us into a place, Lord, where our hearts are prepared, so that, Lord, when the word comes down, Father, it would find fertile ground, Lord, that seed of the word, Father, would land and, Lord God, bear fruit. Be merciful, Lord, we pray. Lord, we pray that, Lord, you just undertake, Lord, for those that are still journeying. We see some coming from near and far. We pray that this service will be a blessing, Lord. Father, even as we're looking forward to a baptism service, may you be in all these things, Lord. We pray, we give thanks to you. In the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we ask it. Amen and amen.